Christ was born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus Christ is begotten of the Lord God Almighty, his only begotten Son. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Jesus is giving me a new son. Do you not perceive? It springs before me as I go forth. A little homeless man that loves Jesus and reads the Word of God every day right here. I may not be perfect, but the Holy Ghost is. I may not be righteous, but the Holy Ghost is. So what does God want us to do? He wants us to walk in holiness and righteousness, sanctified, set apart for his kingdom, in the name of Yeshua. Now these people going around say you can live any way you want, that ain't the true gospel, brother. The true gospel is he gives you power to become the sons of God. You know what I mean? So if you've got the anointing, use that anointing correctly.
He does call us out of sin, but
yeah,
the test of a man of God is not enthusiasm. The test of a man of God is not a few words. The test of a man of God is to the Word of God. And if you're of the world, linked to the world, friends with the world, the Bible says you can't have Christ. And so,
well, come out of her, my people, Babylon.
Yeah, the practice is so fleshly music,
right,
is not of God. If you'll notice, there's no instruments in the New Testament. Old Testament, yes. The New Testament, our heart is now our instrument. We have articles on that on our website.
Sing psalms to one another.
What's that?
Sing psalms to one another.
From our heart.
From our heart.
Our heart is our instrument and our lips. This is fleshly. When I hear you play this, I want to go back to the old carnal man I used to be in dance. I'm not that carnal man anymore. I don't want to hear this anymore. I want to hear true saints singing with their lips. This feeds flesh. And Romans 8:8 says, if we're in the flesh, we can't please God. So what you said was true, but here's what else I want to share with you. You said something about righteousness, and you said, I might not be righteous. Did you know you won't enter into the kingdom of God unless you are righteous?
You better believe you better be righteous.
But not, wait,
first
hold
John,
on, hold on,
first
hold on.
John
I didn't interrupt
says,
you.
Make no mistake, he who practices righteousness is righteous.
Amen. So we must have Jesus' perfect righteousness. I don't know about you, but yeah. I messed mine up a long time ago.
Me too.
My perfect righteousness. But
mine's like rags.
But if you're saying that you're of his today,
I am.
Now you must repent of all sin, because the Bible says in Hebrews 10 that willful sin, that means sin we keep doing, is no longer covered by the blood of Christ. You must put yourself in line for the eligibility of grace. You don't get grace automatic. How do you get in line? You say, I'm sinning, I repent and leave it. If this is found to be fleshly and not of God, it needs to go by the wayside. If how you dress or talk or act or associate with people is out of line, it needs to be go in line with God's word. That's what holiness is, sir. Holiness is to be set apart for
righteousness
God.
Righteousness leads to holiness.
Yes, but you can't have righteousness without holiness. You can't have holiness without righteousness. They go together, and how you get there is by keeping the word of God. And I think that,
how can a man make his ways perfect by the word of God?
Yeah. And but so I think I love you, so I think I would say this. If you study deeper, you're going to see there's more to go.
There's more to go. But he gave me the talent.
There.
Should I dump it?
Yeah, you should.
Dump the talent.
Dump the guitar. It's not part of the... Jesus told us this. You notice what
Let
I'm trying to do?
Let me tell you, I live in the streets. I'm a homeless man. Should I go to Caesar? I mean to...
Get a job.
No. Should I... I've got liver problems. Let me ask you
If
this.
You can stand there and play, you can get a job.
You know what? Judge not, least you be judged.
Bible says,
judge. You cannot. There is righteous judgment.
There is righteous judgment.
But...
The Bible says, judge righteously. It says, judge not in hypocrisy.
Holy Spirit,
I worked my whole life
hold
in support
on,
of my family.
Hold on, Holy Spirit, hold on. I know who I am in Christ, brother. I know who I'm in Christ. And I know what, no matter what the devil does in my life, I know my Father makes darkness and light. And guess what? He will turn it to light.
You think you're going to go to heaven as you live in sin?
I know for a fact I'm going to heaven.
As you live in
sin? Nothing can take my salvation from
Really? So you're one saved? That's heresy. I have articles on that too. The Bible teaches that if you continue in sin, there's no sacrifice. You're trampling the blood of Jesus.
So what is sin?
Sin is transgression of God's law and his word and his ways. He ordained...
So we should be under the Masonic law, is what
you're saying, not
eating pork and
New
all that
Testament.
Kind of stuff.
No. New Testament law.
Okay.
You didn't hear me teach Torah.
Because
Everything I
to,
teach...
No,
did you notice
know,
my wife covers
to,
her
I used,
head?
I used to
you know
travel,
where that's found?
I used to travel with some Messianic Jews.
No.
They give me a kippah and all that. I traveled them for a little while.
Did you notice my wife covers her head? You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 11. The first last time I checked, that's in the New Testament.
Yeah.
Right. The Bible tells women to wear a dress, 1 Timothy 2.
Well, I don't see a little kippah on your head, so you know.
No, but God tells my head to be uncovered.
Uncovered, that's right.
Uncovered. And in Genesis 3, this will blow your mind. Ready? On my website, it's in your bowl. In Genesis 3, God put mankind in something called a tunic. Why do you think he did that? To cover our form so we wouldn't have to look at each other's bodies because of our sin.
Oh, I agree with that.
If you dress like the world, you're not following God. You're following the world. Come out of them. Come out of the world.
Come out of her, my people.
Check out my website. Let me know if I can help you.
Come out of her, my people.
Repent.
Babylon.
Repent of your sin. Repent.